Welcome back to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined by Tommy. JB out on assignment. Tommy, I know it's not quite Christmas, but I feel like the first Christmas decorations are starting to go up. College Football 26 news officially out. First off, how are you doing? And what did you think of early? What do you think of the news before we get into it in detail?
I mean, it's obviously very early. There is, I guess, some news related to it aside from just the pre-orders ready. I mean, you can kind of read into some of what was announced today and kind of put two and two together. So definitely something there, you know, to kind of get excited about. But yeah, I mean, it's things are starting now officially. So obviously early May is going to be where the, you know, big information drops to us. But yeah, at least now we, you know, can kind of start getting excited about it and, you know, go ahead and start pre-ordering the game if you're going to do that and everything. So
first off, if you like the show, make sure you leave a review, emails, questions at podcast@thegamingtailgate.com. Before we get into the latest information that came straight from EA, make sure to visit us at thegamingtailgate.com. Click on that EA Sports College Football 26 Information Central. Everything that comes out is going on this page. That way, if you feel like you've missed something, don't worry, we didn't. It's going to be here with the latest news, the latest articles straight from EA, pictures, screenshots, our links to our podcast where we talk about it, media, community news, previews, articles, etc. All be in one convenient spot. Without further ado, let's get to the big news. Tommy, this kind of came out of nowhere, but in hindsight, should have made sense that we'd get something to say on the day of the NFL draft. EA Sports on their College Football 26 Twitter account, on the Madden Twitter account, they put out a announced trailer entitled The Call, where a player goes from seemingly high school to the pros. I believe them. Some of the taglines I've seen are from high school recruit to NFL legend, high school recruit to Heisman hopeful or Heisman winner, depending if you go for that regular version or if you go for that MVP bundle. Obviously, they want you to do both, hence this announcement coming together. But I think the big thing, we have a release date. And it's a little bit earlier than last year. I wonder if that's to give a little more time between college football and Madden. Coming out July 10th worldwide. Basically, if you get the standard edition, that's when you get to play. If you pick up that deluxe edition or the MVP bundle, which is also the deluxe edition, that'll be July 7th.
I will say at least it's good to get an announced date. I mean, now we know, you know, when to start booking vacation if you're going to do that, or, you know, when to start getting ready for it. So just after the big holiday there. So, you know, maybe you can just take an extended holiday to spend some extra time with the game or something.
It makes sense. That'd be a good time to catch the flu around the 4th. So you're home from the 7th on.
I think that's absolutely.
Pretty excellent timing. In this trailer, there's no gameplay shown. There might be a few things we can discern from it, though, as it relates to the game. First off, as we mentioned, it talks about being a high school recruit. They don't use the word player anywhere. I don't know if I'm being picky here, but I do think it's worth noting that obviously the big inferment, it, you know, we really infer that Road to Glory you can play at high school, but the wording I'm always seeing is high school recruit. I can't think they put that in without letting you play, but just keep that word in mind as we get information about this feature later on down the line. The one thing that possibly is game related, the closer we're going to get probably to a look at the game this early, is a potentially a new score bug. Very quickly in that the called announced trailer video, we get to see it very reminiscent to College World 25. You can tell it's, I don't want to say a reskin, but some elements reskinned, some elements very similar, some elements a little bit new here. I don't know if we want to spend a lot of time on it, if, especially for the people listening, but I do think it's worth bringing this up. One of the big things is it shows Delaware against Texas. I think we safely assume Delaware would be in the game. This confirms it. I think it also likely confirms Missouri State. They are the two new FBS members coming in 2025 to Conference USA. Tommy, the score bug, I know last year we got a teaser of it during some of their videos and we gave thoughts on it briefly. I know it's not in action here, and this is after a scoring drive, so we're not getting the full-fledged, you know, regular score bug. What were your quick thoughts when you saw this?
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty slick. I'll have to give him credit for that. It does call back to, you know, College Football 25, but at the same time, it looks kind of I don't know, tuned up version of what we had in 25. The logos are more present. Like you can see the blue hen on the left, and you can see kind of the small call out for the Texas Longhorns scoring drive there. That's kind of a nice little touch. It almost is a little too busy right now, but obviously until you see it in action and see it moving, then it's hard to really say. But overall, I mean, I think it'll be good. It's just, you know, we'll have to wait and see. I'm sure there'll be some changes between now and the time that they launch, I would have to imagine.
And it depends when they took this asset to make this video. This could be from 2 months ago, for all we knew, when they started putting this video together. So it may be somewhat outdated. The only things that came to my mind were the issues I think the community had and personally had with the 25 score bug. One was sometimes it's tough to tell me 10 miles you had left when they use the white and the gray, depending on how you have your contrast, your color set on your TV. You may not know exactly how many timeouts are left for either team. I think that's this down here. Below the team name, there's a white bar. I think it's three. I think we can't see the dashes in between. Maybe I'm wrong. I think that's what that is. The other thing that jumped out to me is, granted, we haven't seen this in action, but I'm assuming that on this scoring drive, it also popped up a Texas football logo. I wonder if that is a school-specific asset. Maybe something different will pop up for every school, or maybe a similar version for every school. The one, I don't want to say concern, but reservations, if I had to pick anything out here, two of them. The first being having that zero in front of the minutes remaining or showing for the time of possession. That shouldn't be there. That's not what broadcasts do.
Yep, I agree.
And the other thing is that there's a lot of fonts going on here, and I can't tell if some are the same or some are different. But obviously, the Delaware Blue Hairs font is different than the Third and Goal font, which I believe is different than the font for Score and Drive. And I'm not sure if all that is the same font or different font. I could convince myself either way when I looked at it earlier today. It's just one of those things that maybe when in action, I won't feel that way. But quick thought looking at it, and I looked at it a little closer. It's a personal pet peeve. Really don't like that Third and Goal font. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I just think it needs to match more what's on the screen. But again, that's minor. And the Third and Goal, I don't know if that's red. I don't know if that's Texas orange. That's one of those I don't like seeing red on the screen unless it's something bad, unless it's a penalty or a timeout or something. So I'm going to see how that looks in retail.
Yeah, and I agree with everything you're saying. The only thing is obviously they're calling about a scoring drive, but it's also third and goal. So clearly this is a total, made up mock-up.
Right.
So I mean it gives us an idea probably of what their in result they're looking for, but it's not possible to have a third end goal and a scoring drive kind of at the same time, basically.
Unless
So
it hangs on the screen too long, which probably indicates this is from a way early build, or like you said, a mock-up.
right. But then yeah, like you said about the fonts, I mean like even the scoring drive versus plays, yards, and time of possession, those are different fonts or definitely different kerning to the spacing on the fonts. It's yeah, it's a little jarring. It needs to be more consistent. I can understand the third and goal kind of matches the font of
The
the game
broadcast
clock.
style.
Or yeah, I'm saying it's kind of the same font as there in the middle, but at the same time, yeah, it's they have too much going on here. They need to kind of rein that in a little bit, and I'm sure they will. Again, this is very early. I'm sure they had to do this, well in advance of their final version, so that they could have this included in the trailer.
It looks like the Blue Hens still very small, just like in 25, that mascot name too small. And sometimes it's just too thin. It looks like it's a little bolder here. But again, until we get retail, who knows? Let's go on to the pre-order bonuses. We're not going to go through every single one of these because I don't find that interesting to read that out loud. But it is worth noting the additions of the game. Like last year, this was like kind of a point of contention last year. I think initially anybody understood it. People thought, oh, there's three versions of the game. No, there's only two versions of the game. There's a standard edition, which can be physical or digital. There's a deluxe edition, which is digital only. An MVP edition just means you're getting the deluxe of college and the deluxe of Madden. It's not necessarily a third version. There are obviously pre-order bonuses. It's going to be your standard boilerplate EA Ultimate Team stuff for the most part. You can get some Dynasty Coach points and Road to Glory skill points. There was some discussion online, not the expert thought initially, uh-oh, are we getting microtransactions inside Dynasty and Road to Glory if they're offering this up as a pre-order? EA quickly responded to him and said, no, you cannot buy those. Those can be earned in the game. We'll talk about it more later. It sounds like it'll be just like last year. You got to earn them. But if you happen to pre-order, you might get a few. But as if you played any kind of Dynasty, you know, let's say, and we don't know how many points this will be, but to get 10 or 20 coach points isn't a whole lot. So it's one of those that isn't like pre-ordering is going to get you just a huge, massive advantage. And it's also worth noting there are deadlines for some of these pre-orders to get these certain items, like the deluxe edition, to get the College Ultimate Team top prospect pack. You need to order it by June 19th for the MVP edition, MVP bundle. To get some items, you need to do it by April 29th. I think it's interesting that they have deadlines on some of these items. My theory on that is they want to gauge interest, they want to gauge hype. And also part of it, April 29th, interesting. 1 week later on May 6th, I may be off a day, but I'm pretty sure May 6th is right, is the next EA investors call. So I think they're going to be able to come out and say pre-orders are going gangbusters, and it would not shock me to get a little bit of game news before that May 6th.
I who knows when the game news will come out, but definitely, obviously they've started it here, so they'll start to trickle it out over time. But yeah, I agree 100% with you that April 29th is 100% to say year over year, this is how we can compare last year to this year, and everything's going great, sort of thing. So, but yeah, I mean, it's pre-order is one of those things that's in the old days you had to pre-order. Otherwise, they might run out of copies on launch day. But now, with the age of digital copies, pre-order is not necessary. So, but that's why EA wants to entice you to all these other features and bonuses here. So, if you're interested in those, by all means, go for it. The whole Dynasty Coach points, I know a lot of people are concerned that that's just going to give somebody a leg up in like an online dynasty. If I recall correctly, in NCAA 14, they had something very similar, but you could turn that off in the online dynasty so that at least, everybody had a level playing field. So.
It probably depends how many points it is too. If it's just 5 or 10, that's not much. If it's 100, yeah, then that's a ma that's obviously a clear advantage.
Absolutely.
What version are you leaning towards? I know it's early, but I mean, I have to ask you, Tommy, which one are you leaning towards?
Honestly, I'm kind of torn. I mean, I would say I'm leaning towards the deluxe, but at the same time, that 3 days, is it really worth $30?
Yes.
It's I mean that in a sense, yes. I did the deluxe edition last year, so I mean I can't, knock anybody for doing it this year by any means, but it's kind of almost like, what did I do in those 3 days? I mean, yes, I'll have the FOMO if I don't do it, probably. But at the same time, will I really miss much in the end of in the end by missing those 3 days? Again, at the end of the day, I'll probably still cave and get the deluxe edition. But at the same time, at least there's some debate for it.
I say I'm leaning towards deluxe edition, and I will wait and do it closer. I'm not interested in losing $100 that quickly to EA now when it's only April. But I'm with you. It sounds awful to say, I'm going to pay an extra $30 to get 3 days early, but I'm going to clear my schedule the best I can and get as many hours I can in those 3 days. So, and we talked about in a previous show, we've all put in hundreds of hours. Everybody listening to us has probably put in hundreds of hours. Entertainment wise, that's a great bang for the buck. Now, the
Yeah,
MVP edition,
absolutely.
I don't play enough Madden to justify that. So it's gonna be deluxe for me as well.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, I've got way too many hours in 25 to where, I got, pennies on the hour sort of thing, as far as my money goes. So, by all means, it's definitely, it's the one game that every year I go out and splurge on sort of thing. So I will probably end up getting that deluxe edition and not regret it at all at the end of the day.
And it's not like some other games where you might get nickel and dime for DLC or update, content. If you don't play Ultimate Team, there's not really much you can go buy after launch. So it's one of those you can pay a little extra up front, and it isn't like you have to pay every 2 months for more content. Basically, once you buy it at launch, you're essentially done unless you're a big Ultimate Team guy.
Right. And then as well for us and probably most of our audience, I mean it's a game that, it's not like a campaign game to where you play it once and you're done. I mean, obviously some people don't play it for very long. They play it for a couple of months or something, but for a lot of people, us included, we're still playing 25 and we'll probably be playing it up until, the week before 26 launches. So definitely it's one of those that lasts for a long time for somebody like me.
A couple of other things, real quickly, to mention in this trailer. One is that there's a scene, I did not get a screen grab of it, but the scene where they show the TV sitting there basically with the score bug on it, that certain clip. In the background, you can see, I believe, on the left side, a Commander's jersey, which is what this player has. You see that he basically gets drafted by the Commanders. On the right side is a Texas jersey, indicating that's where he played college ball. In the middle was a helmet that took me a minute to recognize what this helmet was. I was looking for an Easter egg. I thought there has to be something in here EA wanted us to see. Could it be this helmet? The helmet is an Edgewater high school football helmet. That's if you don't remember, that was a school that EA added through Team Builder, I believe, about mid-year in both Madden and in college football. It tied in with an NFL event going on with the school. So I don't know if that's just a nod to the school. Could they be one of the high schools your player is from or can attend in Road to Glory? I feel like it's a safe bet, but I at the same time I wouldn't necessarily write that down in pen. But I do think it is definitely an Edgewater football helmet that I think they wanted us to see and wanted us to find. The other thing people haven't really mentioned is that you hear Chris Fowler say, touchdown Longhorns, basically when this clip is shown. And I'd be interested to see if somebody could go back and extract that audio and then go get the same touchdown Longhorns from 25 to see is it a new version with a little more energy or is it the same one from 25? This is a small thing. I have not seen anybody do the research yet. Maybe we will, or maybe somebody listening to us will go ahead and do it for us.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you said, EA is always going to have little, kind of, are you paying attention? Little, information drops there in the middle of it. I would be surprised if they had named high schools only from the standpoint of, yeah, it'd be nice to have some of the named high schools, but what if you're at a small state and you want to play for, your small state team, so I mean, yeah, maybe they do have Edgewater in there and you can play directly from them. But at the same time, if you're wanting to play for, a smaller school that is on nobody's radar, are you going to have that option?
It'll be
Or are you
interesting
going to
what
be
they do with
forced
it.
to, yeah, are you going to be forced to just play from Edgewater or something?
And the trailer also shows the recruit picking the team's hat off a table. Now, granted, marketing isn't doesn't always reflect what's actually in the game, but I would think EA would be very cognizant of we don't want to imply something that's not in the game, especially when it's been so requested for years. People have wanted to have that cutscene of picking a hat, especially in Road to Glory when you're a recruit. They've also wanted it in Dynasty when you're picking the elite of the elite recruits. But my guess is that if it's going to be in the game, it'd be in Road to Glory probably first.
Yeah, I agree. That was the first thing I thought of when I saw that clip, is that surely that's kind of a nod to EA, kind of suggesting that some version of that is in the game. Like you said, most likely with Road to Glory.
One last thing I think is worth keeping an eye on. I haven't seen a lot of people mention this quite yet, is that after this came out, EA, obviously with their paid celebrity endorsers on social media, a bunch of them came out and put out their versions of the tweet showing this trailer for College Bowl and Madden. Some of the people who did this, Chris Fowler, Rhys Davis, Kirk Herbstreit, and Jesse Palmer, four voices that were in College Bowl 25. As of last check, David Pollack, Desmond Howard, and Kevin Connors had not done anything with it. I don't know if we could read into it. Kevin Connors, we know, is still in the game because he put out a picture of himself reading the lines. So when he's very much going to be into College Bowl 26, but obviously David Pollack and Desmond Howard. Desmond, not the most active on social media, but Pollack was the one that, the way we understand it, was basically an ESPN employee when he started on 25 with the gig and then lost that role. During development, because I remember getting that question last year, do you think Pollock will get cut? I don't. Obviously, in 25, he did not. It'd be interesting to see if they do anything with 26. I would assume he'd stay on, but obviously, I don't know. I'm not privy to EA's logic on this. But as of recording this, at least, Pollock did not put out his tweet or a paid tweet promoting the game.
Yeah, I mean, again, you can read into that, and who's to say? I mean, again, it's not an ESPN game, so it doesn't have to include all the ESPN personalities or whatever. But yeah, at the same time, I actually enjoyed his inclusion in the game last year. I mean,
I did as
him
well.
and Jesse and Reese were, had a good conversation in some of the games. So, I would hate for them to cut a lot of that content because without him, then a lot of that has to go away.
It'd be too tough to fill that gap with somebody else. It wouldn't be as natural. Or if they just copy
Exactly.
his lines, it's not going to sound, because his wording sounded like him. I don't think somebody else could
Absolutely.
do that.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Some other things that might be in the game. This is news that came out over the last week or so. We did not get a show to talk about. A big one that really caught on, rightfully so. I could not quite believe this at first. EA College Football announced a partnership with Metallica. I know what the we infer with it, but let's go over what actually is first. This is an event that actually has existed in the past, and now EA is a partner with it. Metallica has a For Whom the Band Tolls competition where marching bands across the country could submit their versions of Metallica songs, and I believe they get money for instruments, money for their department, etc. This year, EA is getting involved. They are also, like I said, considered a partner. I don't know if they are giving money. I don't know the details that I could not find, did not see. What's going to happen though is the winner of what they call the Division One For Whom the Band Tolls competition, they will get to record the EA Sports College Football theme song, and they will also get to submit their Metallica song for a future edition of the game. I saw more than a few people saying, oh, that's going to be in College Football 26. No, it will not. If you read the fine print and the details of this competition, it runs through November 1st, 2025. You got to think after that point, EA is going to have to go through and get this properly recorded, that to their standards to include in the game, and it's going to make way more sense to just put that in 27 versus trying to patch it in late cycle 26. So that's something that I think I would expect that in 27. They didn't want to probably come out and say this is 2 years away, but I think that's where we're at. Couple things worth noting. EA Sports Football gets their own Metallica style logo. One of my thoughts I had later on was that if you are a Metallica fan or a collector of stuff, the devs internally are probably going to, marketing is probably going to make some stuff with that logo. If you're a Metallica fan, that's a pretty rare item. So I could see where there's going to be some Metallica fans who are going to love to try to get that. I'm interested to see if EA does more with this down the line. And it kind of implies that maybe there's a bigger or deeper partnership coming. And I hope EA is smart. They got to be aware of this. There's just naturally the second step in the thought process is, oh my goodness, are we going to get Enter Sandman in the game? I saw a lot of people say that, a lot of people think that. And I know I want to think that there's a good chance now. But historically, it has shown Metallica very expensive. They were kind of rare to license stuff. Enter Sandman has been used in marketing for Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, and for the Ford F-150 Raptor back in, I believe, 2021. So it's not impossible. And I don't think it was ever impossible, but that cost is what people got hung up on.
The only thing I'll say to that is that obviously they partner with Virginia Tech. That's where their tour is starting, or that's rather will be on May 7th. To me, I could see Virginia Tech going to Metallica and say, "Hey, can you? We want to do this marketing. We want to really push the envelope in this game, and we want you to be a part of it. How can we make that happen?" And so yeah, probably if I had to guess, my 100% guess is that they'll be replacing Welcome to the Jungle with Enter Sandman. I mean, as their key, as
Marketing
their
song.
marketing song, the first trailer, things like that. And obviously it'll get played in different parts of the game and everything like that. So it's one of those that it's going to be at Virginia Tech if they have it, of course. But I can also imagine that they'll also have it playing elsewhere throughout the game somehow, if they do in fact license it.
And if the game, if excuse me, if the rights to this song costs 7 to 8 figures, which we don't know, but everybody says it's expensive, so I'm guessing it's in the millions. EA is going to play this everywhere they can. Like, it's going to be in the marketing campaigns. It's going to be obviously Virginia Tech's entrance, and like you say, it'll be one of the stadium songs you probably hear at most stadiums. I mean, there's no reason to pay that amount of money, but it's only going to be for one school. No, it will be everywhere.
Absolutely. Yep.
And like you said, Metallica's 2025 tour is going to be at Lane Stadium on May 7th. Perfect date for maybe a first look trailer. Like you said last year, Welcome to the Jungle replaced it with Enter Sandman, and the video starts with the entrance. Or maybe EA goes there to get footage for marketing. It'd be interesting to see how deep this relationship runs. I know we all want to think there's something more to it now. We don't know that for a fact, but I think it's more than we would have had 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I would have said there was a 5% chance of getting the song, maybe not even that high. Now I'm leaning towards there probably a 55% chance that it's going to be in the game. So a pretty drastic swing, at least in my guess. Obviously, no inside information on that one.
Yeah, that's the thing is that they could have easily done, EA could have done just the marching band competition without Metallica, or Metallica could have been part of a marching band competition without
Without
EA.
EA,
So,
like they did
yeah,
last year.
so exactly, yeah. So for them to be partnered on this, it to me it all but guarantees that there's somehow Metallica, not necessarily Enter Sandman, but Metallica is going to be tied to the game this year. Maybe they choose to do a different song. Obviously, that would disappoint a lot of people, particularly Virginia Tech fans.
Right,
But at the
so
same
be so
time,
close.
they, yeah, exactly. But I mean, they have a huge catalog, so it's not like, they only have one song. So we'll see.
And I think there's about 10 or 15 songs that you can the marching bands can enter. So obviously in 27 we're going to get a marching band version of some Metallica song. But it just seems too logical that we're going to not, we're going to get a licensed song at 26. If not, people are going to say, EA, what are you doing? Why did you partner with them? Why did you tease us? Why did you talk about this if it wasn't going to be in the game? They had to know what the thought process was going to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you would think that if for them to announce it just before the marketing of their next game starts up, it kind of is a push for that. If they had wanted this to, be just for 27, then they would have probably waited to announce it after the game, after the first trailer or something like that. But again, who knows? We're not marketing experts. I certainly am not. But yeah, to me, it all lines up at least somewhat.
What else is going to be in the game? Lowe's let a little secret out of the bag. They put out a press release back on April 11th talking about they had a collaboration with EA Sports that will see the company featured in College Bowl 26. And it's interesting, the press release, they never say the years, but they say also Madden NFL and EA Sports FC. They mentioned specifically what it will be in College Bowl 26. Lowe's will be featured on the broadcast overlay of the popular Stadium Pulse placement. The Stadium Pulse dynamically showcases and builds crowd excitement as gameplay improves, drawing meaningful parallels to the passion homeowners feel when enhancing their own spaces with Lowe's. So basically, I'm assuming that the Stadium Pulse graphic, as you see it on the screen, will probably have a Lowe's logo stuck somewhere, either above, behind, or to the side. Is there any way to infer that, Tommy?
No, not at all. I mean, definitely, and probably a they'll probably have a ranking list as well that you can see that has a big Lowe's,
Which would be
like in the
nice.
Dynasty, that you can see the Lowe's logo splashed all over there as well. So yeah, that's how I would infer as well. I mean, when I think of Stadium Pulses, I think of, trying to renovate my house and go to Lowe's. So yeah, it makes sense.
Oh,
Now,
sometimes if
of
you got to
course.
install a new window or you have to patch a wall, EA is telling you to go get Lowe's.
Exactly. Yep. Maybe when you throw your controller through the window or something like that, you can, yeah, think of Lowe's.
That's right. And I will say, when we put it on our Facebook account, it was interesting. We tagged Lowe's and they gave it a like. I wish they had shared
Hey.
it with their reach, but I did appreciate like a big company interacting with a smaller entity. I didn't know that was allowed. The one thing the community kind of took from that announcement also is that maybe College Game Day would not be in College Bowl 26 since the corporate sponsor for Game Day is Home Depot, a direct competitor to Lowe's. And obviously, without ESPN license, you're probably not going to get Game Day. They showed last year they really don't care if they get the ESPN license, if they can get the ESPN talent, why not just save the money? So, a funny comment from the community, Soldier Bill said, well, maybe it could be the College Day of Games built by Lowe's. If they, I thought that was pretty good. And bring back the past said, I hate the Stadium Pulse influencing game. EA needs to tune it a bit. Don't make it so powerful. Not to get off topic, Tommy, but are you like me? Like when the game first came out, I thought home field advantage was strong and overpowered. But as the years gone on, I mean, I still feel it's an entity when I'm playing on the road. But I find like in the Dynasty at least, I play better on the road than I do at home. I don't know if I lock in more. But I feel like I know I can't get wild on the road. I need to establish a run, get in a rhythm, don't play dumb. And I feel like I play better on the road, even though I am at times not able to see the play art, not able to see the icons, etc.
Yeah, I mean it kind of not dumbs things down for you, but you just yeah, you kind of keep it more simple when you don't have all the audibles at your hands and you want to kind of take the crowd out of it a little bit. So yeah, you simplify your play calling a little bit, and yeah, I mean that makes perfect sense in the end. And as well, at this point in our dynasty, we've recruited enough that, our players are, have a little bit better ratings and awareness and everything to where maybe it doesn't impact them as much as when we first launched the Dynasty.
And as we approach the end of the show here, do want to mention obviously the retirement of Lee Corso on game day. Obviously, we did not have game day in the game period. We did back on PS2 have the EA Sports Studio show with Brad Nessler and Kirk Herbstreit and Lee Corso, where he would put on the the costume, head at the end of it. So it was game day without being game day. That was interesting that EA Sports put out a tweet about it and, put the 25 logo on it. He was never in College Football 25. He hasn't been around since PS2. I wish they had, it's a minor detail, but just put the esports college football, or maybe not even put it, period. That year being on there was weird. A minor detail. And I don't know. It's one of those, as we wrap up the show here, we had Corso back in PS2, and then after that, never again. PS3, the attitude EA was when they rebuilt the game, they said, when we bring things back, we want it to be better. Well, that kind of waiting or that perfection mode means we never got it, which it was just sad. But I think now we see the window's passed with Corso retiring. Anything you want to say there?
Yeah, my hope is that that ESPN doesn't try to force, a replacement of for him, that somebody else puts on the headgear or something like that. To me, that is Corso, and if you, it wouldn't be the same without him. I mean, it says it right there, but at the same time, it truly would not be if somebody else tries to do the headgear or something like that. I mean, yeah, there'll be some other gimmick, I imagine, but at the same time, the headgear is here, is his. Let it be his legacy.
I think that we will retire it. And the last thing is that we're getting low on time here. Tommy, are you familiar with on Twitter Mutt Leaks XXV? This is one that historically, and I want to think, like, if I had to give like a the lore of these accounts, I thought there was one several years ago that got shut down, and then I noticed in the aftermath this one kind of popped up. And generally speaking, it was only or primarily Ultimate Team stuff. And I believe it's accurate. And I believe the stuff comes out a little bit in advance. I'm not really sure. I don't play a lot of Ultimate Team. But I did it back on April 11th. They put out a tease of, CFB 26 hashtag soon. And this black backdrop with those specs is part of the art asset we did see today for one of the College Football 26 logos. There's also some interesting things. I don't know if I can find it before we run out of time here. They did reply to somebody who asked them about College Football 26, and they, I believe it was yesterday, the day before, because I sent it to you guys, and they said, oh yeah, we'll be getting something soon, probably about a release date and information. And it's like, 12 hours ago they put out the picture. And this is something that I know we've talked about this in the past. I think this is something that's coming from EA. I noticed, and I have reasons to think that, and I'm not going to give those away here because I'm not going to let tell them how to cover their tracks. But I believe this is very much internal stuff, a secondary marketing approach from EA.
Yeah, and like you said, it's an account that's been shut down over time, and maybe that's what led to the XXV. It's the 25th version of something or something. I don't know, but at the same time, yeah, it's definitely something that yeah, it's a little too on the nose on some level. So it's yeah, I mean, I don't think it's enough to just go out and follow the account because they drive so much traffic if you're just looking for college football information. But I guess if you are an Ultimate Team fan, then go check them out.
Because they mentioned on the 23rd, initial details countdown likely lie within a few days. And then the next today, we got that. Then they mentioned the 99 overall on the clock Travis Hunter, which is one of those pre-order items. So they had the way they post assets and discuss stuff. There's no way that's not somebody from EA. I mean, the EA I know, just like we had with that cover shoot leak, would not tolerate that if it was not legit. Their lawyers would be on them. They would be descending from the sky. They would be shut down before we had any clue what happened. So the fact that this account still exists, and like obviously with the cover leak stuff or cover shoot stuff, it's and I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying I believe this to be a secondary EA marketing approach. I think the way to reach those passionate Ultimate Team fans without putting out the stuff early, oh, we just make a leak account. And there's 105,000 followers. So, I mean, it's something that if you're an Ultimate Team fan, you may want to give it a follow. So with that, we'll wrap up this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. Email us, podcast@thegamingtailgate.com. For Tommy, for a vacationing JB, I'm CDJ. Everyone, thank you for watching and listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.